talking about a home.
From the people who bring you Charleston Home and Design Magazine, the Charleston Home and Design Show, the Daniel Island Luxury Home Tour, the Charleston Fall Home Show, CharlestonHomeAndDesign.com, and TryAnInteriorDesigner.com, this is Talking About a Home. Talking About a Home is a home show on the radio, featuring interviews with local experts, home tips, trends, and ideas you need to know to make your home better. I'm Michael Blaze with Five Star Real Estate, and this is Talking About a Home.
Good afternoon. I'm Tim Barkley with Charleston Home and Design Magazine, and I want to thank you for listening to Talking About a home show on the radio. That was La Vie en Rose, a song by Patrick Perron, and that's kind of a tribute to the Notre Dame Cathedral that burned this week, and we're very sorry to hear that, in addition to the great Chris Isaacs Talking About a Home. Well, in addition to our radio show Talking About a Home, we also publish Charleston Home and Design Magazine, winner of the American Society of Interior Designers Excellence in Design Media Award, and also winner of the American Institute of Architects Charleston Chapter's Honor Award for Journalism. You may also be familiar with the two custom home shows we organize, the Charleston Home and Design Show, which happens every January, and the Charleston Fall Home Show, which is coming up August 23rd, 24th, and 25th, and both those shows are held at the Gelliard Center in downtown Charleston. We also organize the Daniel Island Luxury Home Tour, which is happening 1 week from today on Saturday, April 27th from 11 a.m. to 5 p.m., and I'll be talking about that in just a moment. Today's radio show is coming to you from the creative offices of Charleston Home and Design Magazine, and we're located on the Upper Peninsula of downtown Charleston, right next to the great Lewis Barbecue. If you haven't tried Lewis Barbecue, you definitely need to give it a go. You'll love it. It's totally different than what you would expect. Today we're going to be talking with custom builder and remodeler Chris Click with CK Contractors, also Mike Thompson with Outdoor Lighting Perspectives, Kim Taylor with the Taylor Agency Insurance, Ainsworth Ziegler with Ziegler Farms Handcrafted Flooring, and also Jay Vock with Classic Kitchens of Charleston. Well, I did mention the Daniel Island Luxury Home Tour. This time next week, a couple hundred people will be walking through four amazing custom-built homes on Daniel Island, and we're almost sold out, so if you haven't bought your tickets yet, you definitely want to. We're still in the early bird ticket mode, and that is $30 per ticket, and proceeds benefit the East Cooper Habitat for Humanity. You can buy tickets at DanielIslandLuxuryHomeTour.com. That's DanielIslandLuxuryHomeTour.com. So $30 per person, and that runs until Thursday, April 25th. And then our regular price tickets kick in starting on Friday, April 26th, and Saturday, if we have any tickets available. And those are $35 a piece. And you purchase those at DanielIslandLuxuryHomeTour.com. Let me give you some details about the home tour. First of all, when you buy tickets, your first stop next Saturday will be to the Taylor Agency Insurance on Daniel Island. They're our official tour ticket headquarters, so you're going to be stopping by Taylor Agency Insurance starting at 11 o'clock next Saturday to pick up an official tour map. And that tour map is what you show to gain entry to the four custom built homes on the tour. The tour is from 11 a.m. until 5 p.m. and there are four fabulous custom built homes. Let me tell you about those a little bit. The first one is a home built by Novella Homes, and it's a 5,900 square foot house. Wow, that is a big one. And it was, it's located at 638 Bermuda Isle Street on Daniel Island. And it was professionally, the interior was professionally designed by Shea Simpson of Riverside Designers. You'll see a white kitchen with reclaimed barnwood ceiling. I've seen it. It looks great. A folding door to access a screen porch with a mechanical screen porch. An infinity edge saltwater pool by Blue Haven Pools. Outdoor living space with built-in kitchen, fireplace, and pool bath. European white oak hardwoods with oil finish, and a custom wine cellar with brick walls and ceiling. And this is definitely a house you don't want to miss. The house, each of our houses is sponsored, has a couple of sponsors, and the Novella Homes house is sponsored by Vitoria International. They provided all of the natural stone inside the house, and also Blue Haven Pools. Our second home on the tour was built by Low Country Premier Custom Homes, and this is the builder's own home. So, and while I mentioned that, the really cool thing about the Daniel Island Luxury Home Tour is each of the four houses are hosted by the custom builders themselves. And they're going to be on hand to meet and greet you and answer any questions that you might have, because there's a lot that goes into building a custom home, and a lot more than you see on TV or in a magazine. And you're going to be able to talk with the builders themselves and ask any question you like, and they'll be able to point out all of the details of each home. And, you know, anybody who is maybe getting ready to build a house or getting ready to do a remodel project, if you are in, if you're looking to hire a custom builder, several of these builders are remodeling contractors as well, this is a great way to sort of do a pre-interview, sort of talk with them and get a feel for their personality, see how it matches up with you and your comfort level with this person, and that may help you make a decision. What we have experienced in the past is at each of our seven previous home tours on Daniel Island, the builders have all ended up signing contracts with people who walk through those tours and walk through their houses. And so you may be able to meet your next builder on the Daniel Island Luxury Home Tour that's happening next Saturday, 11 a.m. until 5 p.m. But back to the Low Country Premier Custom Homes house at 1 Woodford Street. This is, I mentioned, the builder's own home. He lives there. It's a 6,400 square foot house. It's another big one. It's on a large peninsula shaped lot. There's a golf or a river view from every room. Professional Wolf and Sub-Zero appliances, a large in-ground heated pool, a double-tier chandelier in the cupola, extensive trim package with wainscoting, a sprawling kitchen with massive center island, and long length random width hardwood flooring. And this house, and we couldn't do the tour without the help of our sponsors. This house is being sponsored by Palmetto Mosquito Control, which installed a mosquito control system in the house. Also, Melser Tile, All About Garage Doors, and Southeastern Galleries. Our next house is located at 554 Waiting Place, and this was built by Axon Homes, and this is a 4,758 square foot house, and it's being sponsored by Outdoor Lighting Perspectives and also Elliott Brothers Woodworks. And then we have our fourth house, 214 Ferryman Lane, This was built by Brightwater Homes and designed by architect Samuel E. Boyd. This is a 4,797 square foot house, and it's being sponsored by Carolina Flooring Specialists. And you're going to find it's just an amazing tour. You want to buy tickets at DanielIslandLuxuryHomeTour.com, DanielIslandLuxuryHomeTour.com. And our presenting sponsors are the Post and Courier, Acrofin Coatings, and also Charleston Amish Furniture. And our official tour cleaning company is Made Pro. Hope you have a great weekend. If you're just joining us, I'm Tim Barkley with Charleston Home and Design Magazine, and now we're talking with Kim Taylor with Taylor Agency Insurance. How are you, Kim?
I'm good. How are you, Tim?
Good, good. Kim, take a moment and tell everyone about Taylor Agency Insurance.
Sure. So Taylor Agency is an independent agency here in the Lowcountry. We've been in business since 1979. We just celebrated our 40th anniversary, which is pretty
congratulations.
Exciting for us. Thank you.
That's great.
Thank you. We have five locations throughout the Lowcountry that range from Kiowa, James Island is our Charleston office, Daniel Island, Somerville, and Orangeburg.
Very good. Yeah. Well, and that's really good that Taylor Agency Insurance has so many locations, because Charleston is a very provincial market, and you know, if you live east of the Cooper, that's where you tend to do a lot of your business. If you live on Kiowa Seabrook, you might do business out there. And so you're making it very convenient for the Taylor Agency Insurance customers.
Absolutely. I think it's helpful in a couple of ways. I mean, certainly we want to be close to our clients. We want to be part of their communities. But I think it also, the Lowcountry, even though we're all very close, the insurance needs and markets can actually be very different from area to area to area. Mm-hmm. So it allows our service team to really focus on a particular community, mm-hmm. whether it be Daniel Island and Mount Pleasant, Isle of Palm Sullivan's, Kiowa Seabrook and John's Island. It really helps narrow that field for our agents so that they can really know what these folks need.
That's true. That's true. What would you say the secret of success has been for Taylor Agency Insurance to have been in business for 40 years?
Oh my goodness. Lee Taylor.
Uh-huh. Your dad?
It is. Oh, okay. That's my dad. He started in 1979. Mm-hmm. Actually on his and my mom's anniversary on January 29th. And so I think he continues to push forward, to look out for our clients, to make sure that all of our agents are educated and at the top of their game. There's always room for improvement. We're always growing. We're always trying to take it one step further. So I don't know if that answers the question, but it's pretty exciting times for us here.
Well, that's awfully nice that you're giving credit to your dad, too. I've got two daughters, and they've talked about wanting to come into the business, and hopefully they will think as highly of me as you do of your dad.
I do, but I think that's also in part that he has been able to develop such an amazing team of folks. With a strong leader comes a strong team, and our agents are second to none.
That's true. Right, right. That's true. Well, talk about what an independent insurance agency is and how that differs from, one of the brand name agencies out there.
Sure. So these brand name agencies that you mentioned are in our world called captives, and they have one main product that they're able to offer to clients. As an independent insurance agent or agency, we have appointments with lots of different companies. And in a word, we have options. And that's really nice. It's very, very rare that we have to say no. We always have a new market to shop. We have a lot of variables that we can play with within a policy in order to offer the most value for our clients.
Mm-hmm. It kind of reminds me of the captive agencies or the brand name ones that I mentioned. It's sort of like if you don't fit into our box, then, you know, we're either going to charge you a lot more or, mm-hmm. you know, we just are not going to be able to help you. And I can recall a few years ago when one of those brand name agencies contacted me and said, sorry, we can't sell you any more insurance. Our company has had a change, and I guess they were pulling back from the coast a little bit. They wanted to reduce their risk. And I said, well, don't you have anything else that you can, you know, help to replace it with? And they said, nope. And that was it. I was on my own. So as an independent insurance agency, so how many different insurance carriers does Taylor Agency Insurance work with?
Oh, my goodness. Almost too many to count. I have a spreadsheet of about a page and a half of companies, and that doesn't even include the excess and surplus market, when we can go to a broker to access even more companies. Mm-hmm. So quite a few, mm-hmm. to say the least. But what I will say is that every company has a niche. Mm. So all of these companies won't be a good fit for one given risk. Mm-hmm. Some companies focus on full accounts or the high net worth individual. Other companies might focus on, say, a replacement value of under $750,000. Mm-hmm. So they're all a little different, and they're all really good at different risks, at insuring different risks.
I'll bet you and the other agents here at Taylor Agency Insurance probably know exactly who is the one that really can help that specific client of yours with that insurance need.
We do, and I think that is one of the benefits of having these multiple locations, is that it does narrow that down for our folks a little bit, because there are quite a few options out there. But the good news is we never have to say, oh, that's all I have. Mm-hmm. There are always options.
Gotcha. You know, I remember talking with an agent at a different agency, and I mentioned where the location of the house was, and they said, oh, well, that's within 8 miles of the coast. So that's that, you know, it was, and I was kind of like, huh? Yeah, of course it is. Mm-hmm. I mean, that's, but they seemed, and it turned out she was from Pennsylvania originally, so this was all new to her. I would imagine that's not, you're not going to have that reaction at Taylor Agency Insurance.
No, not at all, because being based here on the coast, we attract quite a few markets that specialize in coastal insurance. That's really what we do. Now, we do have lots and lots of non-resident licenses, so we're able to write insurance in many different states outside of the coastline, because we also work with those companies that like to play in Ohio or New York or Colorado, wherever it might be. But when you get to South Carolina, you've got inland business and coastal business, and we have the markets that like both.
Mm, very good. And I've been working with one of your agents, Michael Dew, and the great thing about him is as certain policies have come up for renewal, I've just sent him an email and said, hey, do you mind quoting this? And on some cases, I've gone ahead and switched to him and Taylor Agency Insurance, and in other cases it was about the same. So I decided, it's not worth it to switch, you know, that kind of thing. But when someone's insurance is coming up for renewal, it's not going to be a problem to contact Taylor Agency Insurance just to get a competitive quote.
No, not at all. That's what we do. We help people find value. And value comes in a lot of different forms. It can come in the form of coverage, in the form of price, eligibility guidelines. There are a lot of different pieces that have to come into play to really find the best value for each individual client because everybody's needs are different.
Mm-hmm. Well, how can folks get more information about Taylor Agency Insurance?
So we are online at TaylorAgency.com. We have a Facebook page, Taylor Agency. And you can also call our main number at 843-762-1805. And you can choose by area, or if you know the specific producer you'd like to reach out to, you can certainly choose them as well.
And we are very, very, very proud to have Taylor Agency Insurance as the official ticket tour ticket headquarters for the Daniel Island Luxury Home Tour, which is happening next Saturday, a week from today. And Taylor Agency Insurance here on Daniel Island is going to be very, very busy because everyone who is going to the tour needs to stop by Taylor Agency Insurance to pick up their official tour map, which acts as the ticket to get into the four houses on the tour. So thank you so much to Taylor Agency Insurance for being the official tour ticket headquarters. And this is, I think, our second year of doing this. So thanks so much to Taylor Agency Insurance. And we've been talking with Kim Taylor with Taylor Agency Insurance. Thanks, Kim.
Thank you, Tim.
If you're just joining us, I'm Tim Barkley with Charleston Home and Design Magazine, and today's radio show is coming to you from the creative offices of Charleston Home and Design Magazine, and we're located on the Upper Peninsula right next to the Great Lewis Barbecue. And now we're talking with Mike Thompson with Outdoor Lighting Perspectives. How you doing, Mike?
Good, Tim. Thanks for having us.
You're a big fan of Lewis Barbecue, right?
Some of the best in town, for
sure. Uh-huh. Good deal. Yeah, some people, I think they've been here for about 3 years now. Some people have not sampled them yet, and it's a whole nother level of barbecue.
It really is. You know, I'm a Georgia boy originally, and, you know, so grew up on the pork, and as my taste buds have blossomed, you know, you want to try that Texas brisket, and from what I can tell, it's the best I can get this side of the Mississippi.
Right. Well, Mike, tell everybody about Outdoor Lighting Perspectives.
We are Charleston's premier outdoor lighting company, from our installations to our service to our maintenance of our systems. You won't find a better company in Charleston.
Gotcha. People are spending more time outdoors this time of year, What can Outdoor Lighting Perspectives do to enhance their time outdoors?
You know, it kind of goes by the wayside. You know, you have these systems installed, and you know, they work for a long time, and then you just kind of forget about them. Mm-hmm. You know, and as spring comes, as you're getting out in the yard, you know, it's easy to call us. You know, it's free for us to come out, assess your system, see what we can do to improve it, to add on, clean it up, fix it. I mean, it's just something that we take pride in. That you know, if you've got something that should be looking nice, that we can get it back to that way.
Is there for Outdoor Lighting Perspectives to come out? Does a homeowner have to have had a system installed by Outdoor Lighting Perspectives?
Absolutely not. You know, there are number of landscapers and, you know, other companies that do this kind of work, and sometimes they just people forget about them, and it's free for us to come out any system, whether it's ours or our competitors, to assess it again, see what we can do to improve it, clean it up, fix it, and mm-hmm. and then take it over, and then at that point we warranty it under our warranties, under our workmanship, and then you don't have to worry about it.
Why should someone get outdoor lighting for their home? You know, isn't that just going to boost their electric bill?
Yeah, there's a misconception that and it's probably from years ago where, you know, you'd have these 120 systems in the yard and they're just pulling so much electricity. It's all low voltage. It's all LED. You know, it's very energy efficient. It only pulls about 2 amps when it's running. You could run these things dusk to dawn. You're going to spend probably somewhere between, you know, $2 and $4 a month max, depending on the size of your system. So very energy efficient, very green. You know, the light of the LED that we use is a beautiful, crisp amber color. You know, close to what you would see with a halogen bulb. But you know, the benefits of and the energy efficiency of the LED and these low voltage systems, I mean, they're unmatched. Mm-hmm. I mean, anybody that is looking to enhance any aspect of their yard or house or dock or anything really, you know, it's it's beneficial for safety and beauty to install a low voltage LED lighting system.
What if someone does not have LED lighting in their landscape lights right now? Is that going to be an expensive changeover to go to LED?
Actually, it's way cheaper than if it's a fixture that's usable one. I mean, the bad thing about Charleston is because of the sea air, if it's not a non-corrosive metal like a brass or a copper fixture, sometimes they corrode, so it can be you may have to swap out the fixture. But if it's a usable fixture, it's just changing the bulb.
Oh, okay.
So you upgrade from that halogen bulb you used to have to a brand new LED, and it's like you have a brand new fixture. So very, very easy changeover.
Yeah, and the prices for LED lights have come down quite a bit, haven't they?
They are coming down, but obviously the quality we use is a commercial grade, something that we guarantee for life, that we do regular maintenance with. You know, you can get these kind of things from Lowe's, but you know, it's mass produced, something on a residential level. So what we use is a top of the line.
Mm-hmm. Very good. Talk about the bistro lights that Outdoor Lighting Perspectives can help homeowners with.
Oh, it's really great. We've seen a trend the last couple of years, and it's really spiked with the bistro lighting. And that's the subtle, if anybody's seen it, you know, if you're in that nice, you know, cafe, they've got the lights strung throughout. Well, it's becoming very popular in homes here in Charleston, and especially if you've got a pool or a nice back patio with a fire pit, you know, we string it up. We keep it low voltage. It's all LED, nice Edison kind of a look, you know, mm-hmm. old antique look. But I mean, it's great to enhance the backyard without going too overboard, you know. But it gives you that subtle kind of neighborhood feel.
You know, I think I was watching the movie The Godfather for about the 100th time last week, and was noticing they had some of those bistro lights kind of strung outside, and you know, people just love that look, don't they?
They do. I mean, like I said, we've done tons of jobs the last 2 years at least. But I mean, it's, you know, you set up your if you've got easy access to posts or anchor points of the house, it's easy to turn your backyard into that nice Italian bistro.
Mm-hmm. Really. Gotcha. What happens when the landscaper comes by with the weed whacker and cuts the lighting, the line that's kind of buried in the ground? What does Outdoor Lighting Perspectives do?
Well, if you're under warranty and it's non-malicious, doesn't happen, you know, quite often, because whenever we're installing systems, you know, we want to be as deep as code allows, which is minimum 6 inches. We try to go about 8. So if you know, we've missed something or something's grown up and a landscaper cuts it, we're going to come back and take care of that for free. We do regular maintenance with these systems, so we try to do a fine-tooth a walkthrough every time we're out, make sure everything's working like it's supposed to, so you don't have to worry about it. But things happen, so we're going to come out and take care of you.
Good deal. I did want to mention Outdoor Lighting Perspectives is one of the sponsors of the Daniel Island Luxury Home Tour. That's coming up on Saturday, April 27th, and Outdoor Lighting Perspectives is sponsoring 554 Waiting Place on Daniel Island, and it's a nice big house, 4,758 square feet, and it's got a lot of nice outdoor features, so we definitely wanted to thank Outdoor Lighting Perspectives for being one of the sponsors of the Daniel Island Luxury Home Tour. And tickets were the early bird tickets. We're still in the early bird phase. They're only $30 a piece, and you can go to DanielIslandLuxuryHomeTour.com to get those tickets before they run out. And Mike, how can folks get more information about Outdoor Lighting Perspectives?
You can give us a call at 843-412-5874, or you can visit us online at charleston.outdoorlights.com.
All right, great. Well, we've been talking with Mike Thompson with Outdoor Lighting Perspectives. Thanks so much, Mike.
Thanks, Tim.
If you're just joining us, I'm Tim Barkley with Charleston Home and Design Magazine, and I want to thank you for listening to Talking About a home show on the radio. And now we're talking with Chris Click with CK Contracting. How are you doing, Chris?
I'm doing well, Tim. Thank you.
Good. Chris, take a moment and tell everyone about CK Contracting.
Well, CK Contracting builds and remodels custom homes in and around the Charleston area. We started in 2002. Our footprint essentially will go as far as McClellanville, all the way down the coast to James Island, Inner John's Island, and pretty much everywhere in between those two points.
Mm-hmm. Very good. So some contractors specialize in remodeling, some in new construction, but CK Contracting is capable of doing both remodeling and new construction. Which do you prefer?
Yes, we are capable of doing both. Prefer, it, that's a tough one. They both have their rewards. Building something from the ground up is a blank canvas, and seeing it come to fruition. Same with the remodeling as well. We have more remodeling work than new construction. And in the remodeling, it's also rewarding seeing the end results come to fruition. Our specialty has become whole house remodels, mm-hmm. as well, larger projects.
I always encourage people to if you love your location where you live, you love the house, but you like the house, but maybe would like to make some changes so that you love the house. Do it, and even, you know, take out a home equity loan if you don't have the cash on hand to do it. Enjoy the house while you're living there. And so many people will remodel once they're getting ready to sell the house, which is a shame, because they've maybe lived in a kitchen that's not up to date, or a bathroom that they just kind of get used to suffering. And you know, do it all, enjoy it while you're living there, and when you sell it, there's going to be a payback. I mean, maybe you don't get 100% back, but you know, in Charleston, the real estate market is hot, and you're bound to get a great return on whatever dollars you put in, and it's hard to put a price tag on all the enjoyment your family has gotten out of that remodeled house.
Absolutely. The remodeling aspect, as you mentioned earlier, typically it's location, mm-hmm. and neighbors as yep. well. You become attached to your neighborhood, and also mature landscaping. Those are three things that you typically yes. cannot get in a newer neighborhood. A lot of people, one instance is Snee Farm, a neighborhood that we focus on. Doing whole house remodels and smaller additions and remodeling as well. But there's many of the clients, our clients in there, that will grapple with the idea of remodeling, or, you know, maybe moving further out 17. And after a little bit of consideration, they quickly come back to the thought process of, well, we love our neighborhood, we love our neighbors, we love our location. We do not want to drive that much further. And another point you touched on as well, Tim, the home equity. A lot of these people now have considerable equity. Interest rates have dropped again, so it's advantageous to tap into that and do a remodel as well. One client of ours in Snee Farm, we did a whole house remodel. They did everything except for maybe a couple little things, one being the master bathroom. They said, we're going to hold off on that. And the funny thing is, I don't know, 2, 3, 4 months maybe after we did their remodel, they called me back up and they said, Chris, you know, we just got the house appraised, and we're thinking about getting refinancing. Rates have gone down. And with that, we're going to cash out some money already. Mm. Already they're getting a return on investment. We're going to cash out some money, and we're going to redo the master bathroom now. And our payments are going to be lower.
Oh, wow.
So, yeah, we can hit some good points in the right neighborhoods and make it a win-win for everyone. And most people want to go into it with a thought process that yes, what's my ROI? What's mm-hmm. my return on investment? More times than not, if you value it at today's dollars, it's, you know, you're not going to have 125% return. Mm-hmm. I often tell people that they might want to look into cryptocurrency or something. there is a return there, and also the quality of living. If you're going to be there for another 3, 4, 5 years, some plan 10, 15 years, absolutely. Go ahead, make the house yours, and enjoy living it as well.
How long has CK Contracting been around?
We started in 2002. March of 2002. So we just recently celebrated. That's 17 years, and we incorporated. I think about 10 years ago or so. I'd like to say smooth sailing the whole time, but there was a little recession in between.
Two points. But you survived it. Congratulations.
Yes.
A lot of builders did not. What did you work for somebody else before you became a contractor, or how did you get your skills?
Yeah, well, I've been in construction my whole life. My stepfather was a builder. At the age of 7 years old, I was going on job sites and
sweeping up and.
Yeah, well, believe it or not, at seven, eight, 9 years old, I was putting blocking in walls. I remember fire blocks for balloon framed walls, and I didn't have a nail gun at that age, but I was hammering away. I can remember staining some things, doing insulation where I was doing some real work, I guess for that age. There's probably all kinds of labor laws nowadays. I was practically born on a job site. So it's been in something in my blood, and I've been passionate about, and I've always seen myself doing this.
Mm-hmm. Well, we're almost out of time, but I wanted to ask you, how can folks get more information about CK Contracting?
Absolutely. You can give us a call at the office. Our number there is 843-352-4975, or the internet, which everyone uses nowadays. Our website is www.ckcontractingsc.com. You could also see us on Houzz, Instagram, Facebook, all those other social media venues. We have a YouTube channel as well, which there's not a whole lot of content there, but nonetheless, you'll get to see me ramble on as well.
If someone called you this weekend or next week, how long before you'd be able to start working with them?
We get that question often, and I also tell them that there's the preliminary process of plans, town approval, selections, allowances, pricing. These are all the items that happen before the sticks and the bricks, the demo, the footings dug, whether you're doing new construction or remodeling. That can take a long time. Some people are more diligent than others and can get it done quickly. Sometimes it can take 3, 6 months, maybe even longer. So with that said, if someone called us, Monday, and said, hey, we want you to look at this new construction project or this whole house remodel or addition, we would definitely entertain it with the idea that it's most likely going to start in 2, 3, 4, 5 months.
Gotcha. All right. Well, very good. Well, we have been talking with custom builder and remodeling contractor Chris Click with CK Contracting. Thanks so much, Chris.
Thank you, Tim.
I'm Tim Barkley with Charleston Home and Design Magazine, and now we're talking with Ainsworth Ziegler with Ziegler Farms. How are you doing, Ainsworth?
Just fine.
Good. Ainsworth, take a moment and tell everybody about Ziegler Farms.
Well, Ziegler Farms Handcrafted Flooring started about 15 years ago. I live in a home that was built in 1883. We added 1,500 square feet onto it about 30 years ago. And when I began to look for flooring, when I priced what I wanted, it was going to cost me about $14 a square foot. That was back in the late 80s, and I just said, I'm not going to pay that for flooring. So we ended up putting carpet down in the big family room that we had in, which was about 800 square feet. And 15 years later, when my oldest daughter was at college, she was majoring in medicine, but working with a couple of interior designers, and she came in and wanted to change the color scheme in the room, and she said, you know, this carpet's got to go, Dad. And I said, that's okay, you go ahead and do what you want to with the room. I'm going to work on the flooring. So I spent 4 months designing my first floor, and then when I got it down, she brought the interior designers down there, and they, when they saw it, they said, you know, you ought to offer this to the public because we're out there and see everything, but there's nothing like this on the market around here. You can't find this. Hmm. So that's what got this started about 15 years ago, and since then I've shipped flooring to probably about 75% of the states in the United States. I actually handpick my logs. I start off with the log itself. I mark the timber before it's ever cut. We dry it. We saw it, we dry it, we do all the millwork, all the handwork, and all the finish work ourselves. So there's no middleman involved there. That way I can keep my prices down. And we've probably got with the combination of designs and colors, we've probably got 50 or 75 different colors and combinations that we offer.
Good deal. Well, describe the widths that the Ziegler Farms handcrafted floors comes in.
Okay. What we do, we like to provide a combination of widths, which we have five different widths, 6, 8, 10, 12, and 14. When you combine those widths and mix them up, it just gives the floor so much more character, regardless of the color or design. It just gives the floor a lot more character. It makes it a lot more interesting. And the smaller boards tend to accent the larger boards. All the edges and the ends are hand-hewn. It can need to be distressed or wire brushed. So there's just so many different variations in what we do with different designs and colors.
Mm-hmm. Good deal. And the various widths, that's a lot different than some of the flooring that some people may have in their house, where they may have just like a 2-inch wide or 3-inch or 4-inch wide flooring. And you're right, when you have the various width boards down, it really does add to the character of the floors.
Right. We try to do things that that offer things to people that they can't find other places. And I've had, just have people to tell me all the time after we finish with the house, they'll call me back in 2 or 3 months. They just want you to know that, the floor has exceeded my expectations. And everybody that walks in the house, the first thing they notice are the floors and how different they are and how much they like them. So I just had a call from a fellow from Wyoming that we did a floor for about 6 months ago, and that was exactly the same thing he called to tell me, or he actually sent me a text. Mm-hmm. And said, just want you to know that the floor has exceeded my expectations, and everybody that comes in the house with all the unique things in here, they notice the floors first.
Right. That's great. And what species of woods are available with the Ziegler Farms handcrafted floors?
We the only wood that we use is longleaf pine in 90% of our flooring. It's the only species that I found. The pine is the only species that I found that is stable enough to use with the wide planks. Some of the other species, your hardwoods, are just not stable enough. Of course, the pine has been, people will say, well, it's softer. It is softer. Longleaf is the hardest of all the pine species. But I've had pine in the original part of my house since 1883, and it's just as pretty a day as it ever was. So it will last as long as any floor will last. But it's got the coloring all in it I particularly like.
Uh-huh. Speaking of the coloring, can you, this being a radio interview, it's a little bit of a challenge to try to show our listeners, but can you try to paint a picture for our listeners of the different colors and styles of the Ziegler Farms handcrafted floors?
Right. We can do anything from the antique look to all kind of new looks, as far as beachfront homes with the grays, the light browns, all the different. We make some flooring that looks just like old boards that have been reclaimed off the side of a house that have two or three different paint colors in them. We call that particular floor a lighthouse. We have one we call cafe that's like that. We have driftwood that can be many different colors, but the most popular is in the gray tones. So there's just, it's limitless as to what we can do. And a lot of the floors that we end up doing are one of a kind. And there won't be another floor. I did an architect's house over in Hilton Head, and his particular floor I've never done before for anybody else. And it's, I can guarantee you there's not another floor in the United States like it.
Are the Ziegler Farms handcrafted floors, are they pre-finished or are they finished on site?
Everything is pre-finished.
Okay, good deal.
Then we can be, it can be, we generally make it in 5/8. It can be glued down or nailed down. We use a polyurethane glue to nail it right down on the concrete. My preference is is using the antique square cut flooring nails to nail it down just like they did, you know, 100 years ago. Mm-hmm. It gives the floor a little more character and a little more authenticity.
So the long leaf, the long leaf pine that the floors are made out of, it's stable enough to install on a slab then?
Oh, absolutely. We've done probably 20% of the houses we do are glued down. We've got glued down houses from Florida, beachfront house in Florida to, you know, we've done several with Hilton Head. The architect's house was a glued down job. We've done many glued down jobs. Never had to go back to a glued down job.
That's good. That's good. You mentioned a customer of yours from Wyoming, and you mentioned that Ziegler Farms handcrafted floors ships to almost all the states. How would one say in Charleston try to choose their flooring? Is there I imagine they'll look on your website, but how do they make that decision of between some of the color variations and so forth?
Right. If when I talk with someone, somebody gives me a call, if they'll give me an idea of what they're looking for, I can, by looking at my website and talking with them, I can get a pretty good idea of what they're looking for, and then I can actually mail them some samples. Mm-hmm. Otherwise, I'm only about 2 hours. I have a lot of people that drive 2 hours to come over, see my new showroom, and to pick out colors. Mm-hmm. So it can be done over the phone and by sending samples or by, coming for a visit.
Good deal. And then once the order is placed, the flooring is shipped directly to the house, or do you ship it to the builder, or who will ultimately install it?
And like in Charleston, for instance, I would deliver that flooring. It would go directly to the house and be placed inside the house. Since it's pre-finished, it should be the last thing that goes, that goes in the house. It's put down. So we deliver it right to the house and put it inside the house.
Okay. Who installs it? Who installs it?
I have installers all over that have installed this floor. We can always find somebody in the area to install it. I generally, of course, if I deliver it myself, I like to meet with the installer, and we'll go through some different aspects of the flooring, and then we'll actually nail a few boards down or put a few boards down. Of course, when I ship flooring, like to Wyoming, for instance, I just I spend about 15 minutes with the installer on the phone. I give him all my numbers, and he can get in touch with me anytime he needs to. But generally, I never have anybody call me back.
Mm-hmm. Good deal. Well, how can folks get more information about Ziegler Farms handcrafted floors?
Well, they can look at my website, ZieglerFHF.com, or they can give me a call on my cell phone at 912-682-0002.
And Ziegler is spelled?
Z-E-A-G-L-E-R.
All right. Z-A-G-L-E-R. And the name of that website again?
It's Ziegler, F as in farms, H as in handcrafted, F as in flooring. So it's ZieglerFHF.com.
Okay, good deal. Well, we have been talking with Ainsworth Ziegler with Ziegler Farms Handcrafted Floors. Thanks so much, Ainsworth.
Thank you.
If you're just joining us, I'm Tim Barkley with Charleston Home and Design Magazine, and now we're talking with Jay Vaughk with Classic Kitchens of Charleston. How you doing, Jay?
Doing great, Tim.
Good. Take a moment, Jay, and tell everyone about Classic Kitchens of Charleston.
Classic Kitchens of Charleston has been in business pushing 7 years now, and we're located at 767 Coleman Boulevard. and we do kitchen cabinetry and design and installation.
Very good. And talk about some, what are some of the brands of cabinetry that you folks provide?
We have a full-on custom line called Schlebaugh. They're made in Ohio by an Amish family. And we have, that's our high end. And we go all the way down to a semi-custom stock cabinet line called Wolf Cabinetry. Mm-hmm. And they're made in America. Anything in between would be a medallion cabinet, an executive cabinet, and a Winbrook cabinet.
Mm-hmm. Talk about the process. You know, some I know we have listeners right now who know that they want a different kitchen, they want a different bathroom, but they haven't pulled the trigger on it. Talk about the process.
Well, the process is it's never too early to start planning.
Mm-hmm.
You have to start somewhere, and one of the larger components in a renovation is the cabinetry. So talking to a cabinet dealer, such as ourselves or anybody else, they can guide you along in the design process, steer you in the right direction, and essentially implement things such as the countertop and tile backsplash after the cabinets have been selected and the design has been kind of settled on.
Mm-hmm. Gotcha. So, is Classic Kitchens of Charleston, do you folks do mostly new construction or remodels?
It's really about 50-50. Uh-huh. We have been doing more remodels, typically out at Kiowa now. There's a big trend for a lot of this condominiums and older homes to be remodeled. And as far as new construction goes, we definitely have our hands full, really, with new construction on Sullivan's Island, Isle of Palms, Old Village, Mount Pleasant.
Mm-hmm.
So it kind of keeps us busy as well.
Mm-hmm.
We also do large-scale commercial residential projects. Just finished 67-unit condominium complex called Gadsdenboro on Concord Street. And we're actually also looking at another large project with them as well, period.
Mm, very good. And when it comes to a kitchen remodel, you know, people know they want a different kitchen, but they don't know how to kind of put it all together. And they might even go as far as buying some graph paper and try to, you know, okay, let's try to figure out how we're going to do this. But they shouldn't even bother with that, because that's something that you as a kitchen designer would help them with.
That's correct, Tim. We actually offer free in-home consultations. So if you called us, one of our members of our team will come to your house, take the measurements of what you have, we'll talk with you about your vision, and then we'll implement that on a plan so you can see a 3D rendering exactly what it'll look like. And that's really helpful for anyone, no matter if you're advanced or a novice, to get a good grip of what this project's going to look like.
Do you prefer, or is it better that the homeowner kind of has a wish list of things, or is sort of dictating to you how they want their kitchen, or is it better to sort of turn things over to Classic Kitchens of Charleston and say, you know, these are a few of the things we want, but we want you to kind of help us with the ideas?
Either or. If someone is really hands-on, they're going to say, we want these appliances, and we know we want this type of hood, and the island needs to be this color, this texture of wood. And we can work with that just as well as if we have someone come in that says, you know what, I saw this one picture, and I know I like this, but I don't know what I like about it. And then we can help them understand what they like about it and really come up with a design based on that.
Mm-hmm. What are some of the kitchen and bath trends that you're seeing at Classic Kitchens of Charleston?
Well, for the last 10 years or so, it's been a painted white shaker. It's pretty much been the gold standard of what you're going to do with a marble or, you know, a silestone countertop. We are seeing a little more of the natural woods come back into play, whether it be a textured oak, a weathered wood, not so much a red stained cherry, but definitely a wood tone that is just taking the place, or an accent piece to counteract all the white shaker that's going on currently.
Mm-hmm. So natural woods are starting to make their way back in. If somebody wanted like a wood butcher block on the island, for example?
Oh, we make those as well, and we do those out of any species of wood that you can think of.
Mm-hmm. Okay, good. And you were mentioning to me before we started the interview about textures are getting very popular now.
And again, that goes back to the natural wood. It's not so much that it's a stain, it's the type of wood that it's on. It's a rift and quartered oak. You've got it's just a real deep wood where you can see the grain. You can actually touch and feel the grain of the wood in lieu of, say, a maple or a cherry where you just see the stain and it's all smooth on top with a clear coat.
Mm-hmm. If there is some construction that is involved with the remodel, if there's moving walls or things like that, how would Classic Kitchens of Charleston help the homeowner?
Oh, well, we would come up with a plan for the space and essentially call out where things need to be moved to, what needs to be taken down, and essentially your contractor would do all that stuff to our plan, and then we come in with the cabinetry and install it for you.
Do you need to have a contractor when you're working with Classic Kitchens of Charleston, or do you folks have contractors that you could maybe reach out to?
Oh, absolutely. Either way is fine. We work well with tons of contractors in town, as well as if you have a contractor you're working with who's never done business with us, we would welcome that as well.
Mm-hmm. Talk about this project in Newberry, South Carolina, that Classic Kitchens of Charleston is involved with.
Yes, we were invited up to Newberry to put some cabinets in an old mill that had been basically vacant for years upon years. And Newberry is a pretty cool town. They've got a great opera house, lots of nice restaurants, and a lot of big industry up there. But the town is really small, and there's nothing like this in this town. So the owners of the building sold it to a developer who has basically made retail and a restaurant on the first floor, and they've got 11 luxury condominiums on the second floor, all 14-foot high ceilings, exposed, you know, concrete walls and beams. It's really neat. I was actually just up there the other day doing the field measure for the project, and it's going to be a home run.
That's great. Well, how can folks get more information about Classic Kitchens of Charleston?
You can Google us at Classic Kitchens of Charleston, or you can actually just call my cell phone directly, which is 843-991-4207.
And Classic Kitchens of Charleston has a physical location in Mount Pleasant.
Oh, certainly, yes. We're at 767 Coleman Boulevard.
Very good. And that is part of the domain?
Mount Pleasant Design Center, yes.
Mount Pleasant Design Center. Very good. Okay. Well, we've been talking with Jay Vauck with Classic Kitchens of Charleston. Thanks, Jay.
Thank you. Talking about a home, talking about a home, talking about me and you, the things we'll do, I said a home, talking about a home, not talking about a one night stand, I want to be your man, I said a home, oh. Yeah, I'm talking about a wedding ring and the whole damn thing, I said a home, talking about a home.
You've been listening to Talking About a Home, a home show on the radio. Talking About a Home is brought to you by the publishers of Charleston Home and Design Magazine and the organizers of the Charleston Home and Design Show, the Daniel Island Luxury Home Tour, and the Charleston Fall Home Show. To make contact with any of the companies featured today, visit charlestonhomeanddesign.com, home to over 200 local home-related companies motivated to work with you. That's charlestonhomeanddesign.com. Please tune in again next Saturday.